Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. My name is Alan Kearns, and it is my privilege to serve as worship associate for today's service. I'm joined by Interim Director of Religious Education, Karen Labracco, Karen Mack, and Rebecca Swango, providing music and members of the high school youth group. We're delighted to welcome you to this religious community.
As a kid, I enjoyed going to the church's Harry Potter camp. Everyone had this idea that Slytherins were evil and the Gryffindors were good, and that there was no way around it being that way. That's just how it was. But in reality, no matter what house you are in, you choose your own path. Now, I would like to invite all the children or anybody who knows it to help lead the chalice lighting that I grew up with. Okay, so we light this chalice because we are Unitarian Universalists. This is the church of the open mind. This is the church of the helping hand. This is the church of the loving heart.
Hope when you take that jump, you don't fear the fall. Hope when the water rises, you build a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, they're screaming out your name. Hope if everybody runs, you choose to stay. Hope that you fall in love and it hurts so bad. The only way you know is you give it all you have. And I hope that you don't suffer, but take the pain. Hope when the moment comes, you'll say, I did it all. Own every second that this world could give. I saw so many places, the things that I did. With every broken bone, I swear I lived. Own every second that this world could give. I saw so many places, the things that I did. With every broken bone, I swear I lived.
Hello, my name is Crystal Marsh. First, let me tell you that becoming UU is not about giving anything up. It is about finding what you are comfortable with. Whatever you believe, whatever you want to do, whomever you love, do not let those virtues and values fade away as years pass. Remember that you are all welcome in this community and this church. Whatever it may be that you are seeking, we will always be there to help. Like I said in the beginning, it is not an easy thing to do. There will be some confusion, questions, and struggles. We, as a UU community, are called upon this planet to spread joy, peace, love, compassion, and so forth. Do not forget the most important part of this community, acceptance. Everyone is growing in their everyday lives. hardest thing about growing up a Unitarian Universalist is describing your religion to other people. I have on multiple occasions had to pull out my phone to make sure I got the seven principles right. Many people are interested in my religion, especially some of my teachers. My choir teacher and I often talk about our respective religions and compare and contrast, you know, gods and stuff. The best thing about growing up at UU is you learn from a very early age how to give amazing hugs. Many of my friends say that I give the best hugs, and many of my friends, and I can blame it on being a UU kid, especially a con attending one. My first con was overwhelming, and I learned very fast that hugs were a staple of Unitarian Universalism. Being a nerd and a UU, finding friends at my school was not hard, especially with there being a local Unitarian Universalist church. Some of my best friends are from church, and I think that without this church and without Unitarian Universalism, I would not be the person I am today.
Growing up UU has given me the opportunity to be surrounded by people who are tolerant and accepting. It is a special thing that you do not really see anywhere else. In my high school, for example, you pretty much have to be the one way that everyone sees as normal, or you get lumped in with the undesirables. Certain things that people wear or say are considered in, and most people want to try to fit into that mold. But at the UU, we're encouraged to be ourselves, to be individuals, and we are celebrated for that. I really like that the UU doesn't try to control you or form your beliefs at a young age. Our church lets you openly choose what you are and what you like to believe. We are exposed to many different types of people in various religions. We are encouraged to discuss all different ideas and come up with our own truths. About 10 years ago, we moved to Hudson and stopped coming to church very regularly. But somewhere around sixth grade, I started coming back, and I noticed a change in my life. Being in the UU environment helped me feel more comfortable around all sorts of people who were different from me, or who think differently than I do. Now, I feel that I am able to converse with all types of people. I think this sort of tolerance is perhaps what is most needed in the world. Spreading tolerance could help combat hate crimes and terrorism that seem so much based in fear of people who are different. I'm grateful to be in an environment that encouraged me to be myself.
So the one thing that I like most about here is not a single thing. It's everyone that's sitting in this room right now and everyone who's not sitting here. Everyone who comes here is just like so happy and wants to know things about you. Every time I come in, at least two or three people ask me. Joel always does, which is really nice. He always cares so much about how my week's been, and especially whenever I'm going through hard times, he just sits down and talks. It's really great, because in other places you're just kind of like, oh, you're there, I'm here, and that's about it. And, yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Alan Kearns. Growing up UU has never been about the services or coffee hour or even RE for me. To me, it's about the social connections. A lot of these people I only see once a week. That's what keeps me coming back time and time again, is the people. This church and this community is a melting pot of all kinds of like-minded people, and the youth are no different. That extends to other churches, too. I've been a regular Summer Institute attenders for years. That's a sort of summer camp for UUs, if you will, for those of you who are not familiar. That social aspect is just so special to me. It's been a part of some of my longest friendships. But to shift gears a little bit, I also wanted to give a shout-out to the adults here. I've never before met so many people who just wanted to hear about my day or just cared to know what's going on. I always hear from people who tell me they've watched me grow up. I think it's something special to grow up with those types of influences around me.
Hello, it's me, Crystal, again. I'd like to start off by saying it has been a pleasure being a UU throughout this church and other churches I've been to. We are all about love and acceptance. We are all growing as family. It has been, a rough few years here. Here and there hit some roads that are just bumpy. But as a UU, I came to the understanding that everyone in this church and community is family. They accept everybody for who they are, who they love, and what they want to do. They appreciate everybody. No one is judgmental, and I just appreciate everybody here. Thank you.
My name is Cameron Jefferson Mack, but it didn't used to be that way. My name used to be that of a previous and insecure child of abuse and neglect. I was born into a family in North Carolina, and I lived in North Carolina for almost 12 years. The family I started out with was very unstable, and my mother could not take care of me. When I was less than 2 years old, I was taken away from my birth mother. I was put into the care of two very abusive parents that I shouldn't have been adopted into because their son was a sex offender. And the years that I would stay with that family would be very traumatizing. It would consist of hospital visits, brutal abuse towards my sister right in front of me because of the simple reason she wanted another hot dog. So on and so forth. We were taped up and locked in our bedrooms, and this continued for almost 6 years. Following that scarring and terrible event in which I developed PTSD and ADHD, my sister Sydney and I went through 6 to 7 different foster homes. These homes, over time, are where I believed I developed reactive attachment disorder, and during the times that we'd stayed in those homes, families one after another, I would have an awful behavioral issue. It would be the stressor for most families and even the potential reason for a divorce in one of those families. All of my foster families before the Mack family hadn't even told me that my abusive parents weren't my real parents, but when I first came to the Mack family, they filled me in on the past events that I couldn't remember or didn't even know. They never kept secrets from me, and they still don't. They give me a home of free-willing love at all costs, and they give me a life with so many options that I can do whatever I dream of. They were a part of the Unitarian Universalist Church, and every Sunday, they let me interact with the coolest group of people in the world, which was the UU community. I remember helping with the garden and getting to cut the bushes the way I wanted them to be cut, to be the person I wanted to be, and to be accepted as me, no matter who me was. I was taught things I had never known before. This is where I met my best friend that even now is my best friend and has been for 10 to 9 years. Then I moved to Kent, Ohio and met the most amazing group of people I never knew existed. I met the biggest influence in my entire life, Hal Walker. This is where my life began. In the past 6 months, I took a stressful leave from the church. I had been in trouble with the law. I faced the biggest fear that I'd ever faced in my entire life, and I'm still facing the consequences. But I was given a second chance in life, and growing up a UU, I know that people will love me no matter what the problems I have. Then I have a really crappy day. I will come to my UU family for help. I turn to my only community that I'm truly attached to. This is my home. This is growing up as a UU youth. This is where I belong. This is what I love and who I am. And that's who I'll stay, a UU youth. Thank you.
We were asked to talk a little bit about why we pledge to our church. And there's so many different reasons. I could stand up here for a long time and talk about it, but we were asked to keep it to under 2 minutes, so we're going to do our best. But the biggest reason we pledge our support to this church community is that we share the values and the missions with this church. I've been a UU all my life, but did not know that until about 4 years ago when I discovered that Unitarian Universalism existed. I entered this community on a Sunday in June that they were having the blessing of the animals, and thought, wow, this is great. I can sneak in to a public park with my dog, see if I like, and get out if it doesn't work for me. And I came to that service and just kept coming. And 6 months later, my husband said, she's doing this regularly. I've got to go see what she's doing. And he came in, and he's been coming ever since. And there was a kind of an emotional moment one day when I got up on a Sunday, and it had been my intent to sleep in and not go to church, and my husband wasn't home. He went to church without me. And wow, I never thought that would happen. I never thought I would see that happen in my lifetime, and I was so grateful to see that happen. And I wanted to talk about some of the ways that, and then this is not bragging, this is just giving examples of how you can support your church. Of course, there's the financial support that we provide for the church, which it's not a lot, but we make room for it in our household budget with our annual pledge to the stewardship campaign. We also made a capital campaign contribution in two ways. We made room for it in our budget, and my friend Marianne and I spent some time in the kitchen with our fruits of our labor in our gardens and our time and our talent, and we made some jellies and raised almost $500 in sales at the holiday fair here, and that went toward the capital campaign. But some of the other ways we contribute to our community is, you know, by coming here and doing some yard work, mowing, pulling weeds, working the flower beds, volunteering for RE, serving at Hogwarts, which is totally fun. We should pay them to allow us to be there. And by representing the community out in the larger community, by talking up the church and making people really want to know what we're all about and making them want to come and check us out. We need more people to complete our missions, and we need more people to have an influx of, you know, the monetary contributions to get our new building and to keep the things that we love and to pay our staff a fair wage so that they can have a good living. And lastly, the return on our investment. So many ways that we get a return on our investment. First and foremost, we get a spiritual home. Not very many people can come and have a spiritual home somewhere, and we're so fortunate to have that. A genuine support system for when we need it. We recently added a new family member unexpectedly, and we couldn't have done it without the support of the church. And genuine friendships that I know will last a lifetime. We're so grateful to be a part of this community, and just grateful for all of you. So thank you for listening to us.
We all emerge from Dwell Within, are transformed by and called back to love. May your mind be humbled before this mystery. May your heart grow hopeful by it. May you be sustained by this love always.
The blessing of truth be upon us. The power of love direct us and sustain us. And may the peace of this community preserve our going out and our coming in. From this time forth until we meet again.